Swing Time 2021. Swing Time sur Swing FM 101.2, la radio du Hot Club de Limoges. Swing Time, une émission préparée et présentée aujourd'hui par Dominique Gouguet. Bonjour Dominique.
Bonjour Martine.
Et puis quand Dominique est là, Alain Charbonnier n'est pas loin.
Bonjour, bonjour Alain.
Bonjour Dominique, bonjour Martine.
Le trio infernal.
Tout à fait.
Alors aujourd'hui, le thème, Dominique.
Eh bien aujourd'hui, c'est une chanteuse qui s'appelle Della Reese, qui était très connue aux États-Unis, mais beaucoup moins chez nous. Donc, ouais, je vais la présenter aujourd'hui.
Merci d'avance. Allons-y, on t'écoute.
Eh bien, Della Reese Patricia Hurley, dite Della Reese, est née le 6 juillet 1931 à Détroit, dans le Michigan. Elle commence à chanter à l'église dès son plus jeune âge. Elle est repérée par la grande Malia Jackson et participe de 1945 à 1949 aux tournées d'été de la célèbre chanteuse au sein du groupe qui l'accompagne. L'opportunité de chanter aux côtés de la plus grande chanteuse de gospel a été une expérience extraordinaire, a-t-elle déclaré dans une interview en 1992, précisant qu'elle n'oubliera jamais cette merveilleuse association durant ses 5 étés consécutifs. Elle ajoute que la dernière chose qu'elle a appris de Mahalia, c'est la manière de communiquer avec les gens à travers le chant. Pendant ses études à la Wayne State University, elle se produisit avec un groupe de gospel, les Meditation Singers, ce groupe ayant été créé à la fin des années 40 par Ernestine Runless. Della Reese quitta l'université lorsque sa mère décéda et que son père commença à connaître des problèmes de santé. Continuant à chanter avec les Meditation Singers, elle se produisait également dans les nightclubs de la ville et quitta le groupe en 1953. Cependant, elle n'abandonna jamais la pratique du gospel et enregistra sous son nom un recueil en 1958, Amen, pour le label Jubilee, avec les Meditation Singers dans ce Jesus Will Answer Your Prayers.
Take away all your burden, take away your cares. Blessed be the name of Jesus Christ. Come upon, cross the
La créatrice du groupe Ernestine Hounless est une excellente chanteuse de gospel et je profite de cette occasion pour faire apprécier les qualités vocales de cette interprète peu connue sur ce Last Miles of the Way.
If I walk in the pathway of duty, if I work to the close of day, I shall see my great King in his beauty. Oh Lord, after I have gone the last mile of the way, when I've gone
Kirk Stuart au piano et Emory Radford à l'orgue. On l'a dit, Della Reese quitte le groupe des Meditation Singers en 1953 et cette année-là enregistre 3 titres au sein d'une session dirigée par l'Ellingtonien Jimmy Hamilton qui joue ici du ténor. La formation de studio comprend également Cat Anderson et Clark Terry à la trompette, Porter Kilbert à l'alto, McKinley Easton au baryton et probablement Earl Washington au piano, le reste des participants n'étant pas connu. Nous écouterons deux des trois morceaux auxquels participe Delaris. Voici pour débuter Yes Indeed, morceau rendu célèbre par Jimmy Lunceford et qu'interprète avec fraîcheur, autorité et swing la jeune Della. Yes Indeed, Chicago, le 30 juin 1953. Voici par cette même formation Blue and Orange Birds and Silver Bells.
Give me melodies of tantalizing strings, tender words that touch my heart when someone sings. There's a captivating story that it tells, and I hear blue and orange birds and silver bells spinning dreams of love with such exciting thrill. Always brings to me the strangest kind of chills. I'm a victim of a million magic spells, and I hear blue and orange birds and silver bells. Deep in the heart of me, music is part of me, and I'm inclined to be carried away. When they're dancing where the lights are soft and low, all the glory of the sunset's purple glow is reflected in your eyes where beauty dwells, and I hear blue and orange birds and silver bells. dancing where the lights are soft and low. All the glory of the sunset's purple glow is reflected in your eyes where beauty dwells. And I hear blue and orange birds and silver bells. And I hear blue and orange birds and silver bells.
Pour le label Jubilee, De La Rue s'enregistre à New York entre juillet et septembre 1958. 11 titres pour former un recueil intitulé « The Story of the Blues » qui sera aussi le premier titre de cet album. Ce morceau est une introduction à cette histoire que va nous raconter De La Rue dans les titres suivants. Elle est entourée d'un big band dirigé par Cy Oliver où l'on peut noter la présence de Charlie Shavers dans la section des trompettes, Sam the Man Taylor et Seldon Powell au ténor et Dave McRae au baryton. La formation comporte également une section rythmique de choix avec Dick Hyman au piano, Billy Muir à la guitare, Milt Hinton à la basse et Joe Marshall à la batterie. The Story of the Blues.
The blues, and I get the blues. People on the street passing by get the blues. The feeling's the same with a different name. Folks always sing their own kind of blues, but I'm gonna sing every known kind of blues, the old and the new.
Désormais, en introduction à chaque titre, Della va nous parler du blues, de son histoire. Et on sent déjà dans cette présentation la comédienne qu'elle va devenir. Pour introduire There Always the Blues, Della précise entre autres « The blues is everything, everything sad and low down, mostly about love, and there's always love, so there's always the blues. » Le blues est dans chaque chose triste. Et pesante. Il concerne le plus souvent l'amour et l'amour existera toujours. Ainsi en est-il du blues. There's always the blues.
In short, that is the story of the blues. It's the whole truth, but not all the truth. For the blues are everything. The blues is everything. Everything sad and low down. Mostly because mostly it's about love, and there's always love, so there's always the blues. Cause man is leaning next to a tree, he's sad as can be, he lost a love he hated to lose. You see, there's always the blues. Nero is fiddling out on his porch. He's sad. He carries a torch. Nothing excites him. Nothing is news. You see, there's always the blues. Come Sunday and folks feel fine. They're happy that they were born. Then along comes Monday morning. Now you've got a heartache getting you down. You're sad. You're painting the town. Look at the people laughing it up. Watch
see, there's always a blue. Sunday and folks feel fine. They're happy that they were born. Then along comes Monday morning. Now you've got a heartache. It's getting you down. You're sad. You're painting the town. Look at the people laughing it up. Watch how they're
C'était Sam The Man Taylor qui jouait du saxo ténor. Le blues est né de la misère dans le sud profond, dans les plantations du temps de l'esclavage. Il parle de la tristesse et de la solitude, nous dit Della, qui illustre son propos avec ce Good Morning Blues. Elle est ici accompagnée par Dave Martin au piano, George Barnes à la guitare, Bill Alfack à la basse et Jimmy Crawford à la batterie, ainsi qu'un groupe vocal non identifié. Good Morning Blues.
You're gonna hear the truth, 'cause that's all the blues is. The blues was born where miseries were born and lived, deep in the South on plantations and riverboats. Melodies came out of songs of slavery. Spirituals moaned and hummed in the African style. Minstrels and plantation hollerers. The words were always simple. Folk singers carried their tales of woe and loneliness from town to town. They told the truth, the unvarnished truth, as they knew it. Sad, lonely, you know, the blues. Good morning, blues. Blues, how do you do? Good morning, blues. Blues, how do you do? Well, I'm doing all right. Good morning. Turning from side to side. Yes, I laid down last night. I was turning from side to side. Now, don't you get me wrong. I wasn't sick, I was just dissatisfied.
Est passé de la campagne à la ville, nous raconte Della. Il se retrouve dans les cabarets, les tent shows, c'est-à-dire les spectacles ambulants, les levee camps, c'est les chantiers de construction de digues. Les thèmes traités sont ceux de la misère et beaucoup celui de l'amour délaissé, comme dans ce Empty Bed Blues. Ici, Della est accompagné par Harry DiVito au trombone et Dave Martin au piano. Voici donc ce titre rendu célèbre par Bessie Smith, Empty Bed Blues.
The blues moved from village to town. It was sung in carnivals and cabarets, tent shows, levee camps, minstrels. Soon the truth moved into the cities. It settled on the wrong side of the tracks with the miseries, where blues gave birth to more blues every day. The words now were about work and play. Whiskey and love. Love mostly. Like what a woman does to a man. Or the other side of the truth. Like what a man does to a woman. Well, I woke up this morning with an awful aching head. Yes, I woke up this morning with an awful aching head. I found my new man had left me just a room and an empty bed. Well, he knew how to thrill me. He thrilled me night and day. I'm trying to tell you, he knew how to thrill me. He thrilled me both night and day. He had a new way of loving, almost took my breath away. Well, he gave me a lesson that I had never had before. This new man, he gave me a lesson just like I had never had before. Do you know when he got through teaching me, I enrolled in school once more. He's got that sweet, sweet something. I even told my gal friend Lou. I tell you, this man's got a sweet something. Made me run and tell my gal friend Lou. Now the way she's raving, she must be missing that man too. Now when you've had some real good loving, don't be a fool and go and spread the news. Let me warn you, if you got you some good loving, don't be a fool and go and spread the news. Because your friend will double cross you and leave you just like me with an empty bed blues.
Le blues voyage à travers les trains et les bateaux et gagne le Nord et Chicago. This was the Jazz Age. C'est le temps du jazz, nous dit Della Reese, qui précise aussi que le blues peut aussi être gai et plein d'humour, comme dans You've Been a Good Old Wagon. Voici quelques paroles de ce morceau. You've been a good old wagon, daddy, but you don't broke down. Tu étais un bon vieux wagon, chéri, mais tu es tombé en panne. Now you better go to the blacksmith shop and get yourself overhauled. Maintenant, tu ferais mieux d'aller à l'atelier du forgeron et te faire réviser. Delarise est ici accompagné par Charlie Shavers à la trompette, Harry DiVito au trombone, un inconnu à la clarinette, Dave Martin au piano, George Barnes au banjo, Bill Alfack à la basse et Jimmy Crawford à la batterie. You've been a good old wagon.
Always the blues was on the move. Soon it rode railroads and riverboats, headed north. Settled for a while in Chicago. This was the jazz age. Piano players, marching bands, melancholy singers brought their message of truth there. The blues of the square dance, the breakdown was heard with refinements, treated with ease and freedom. Often it was happy and humorous, it just wasn't being forced. Listen here, Daddy, I wanna tell you, please get out of my sight. I'm playing quits now, I'm going this very night. You've had your day, don't sit around and frown. You're and get yourself overhauled. There's nothing about you to make a good woman wanna fall. You see, it's time to make a little hay. Automobiles operate, but you can't make that old wagon pay. Now when you were in your prime, well, you loved to run around. You've been a good old wagon, honey, but you done broke down. Now there's no need to cry and try to make a big show. This man has taught me more about loving than you will ever know. Well, he's a king of loving, yes, and he wears a double crown. Well, he's a good old wagon, and I know he ain't broke down.
À Kansas City, les Big Bang s'emparent du blues et les Blues Shouters font passer le message, nous compte Delarise. Bien, il est vrai que dans les années 20 et 30, Kansas City est un des pôles importants du jazz et des Big Bands nombreux dans la ville, tels ceux de Count Basie, Andy Kirk, Harlan Leonard ou Jay McShann, qui vont bientôt conquérir New York, de même que les Blues Shouters de la classe de Big Joe Turner ou Jimmy Rushing. Ce dernier va enregistrer avec Count Basie, Sent For You Yesterday, morceau choisi par Delarise pour illustrer cette séquence. Elle est accompagnée par un big band dont la section des trompettes est composée de Charlie Shavers, Harold Shorty Baker et Matt Berry. Dans la section des hanches, remarquons la présence de Sam The Man Taylor et de Dave McRae au baryton. La section rythmique est quant à elle formée de Dave Martin au piano, George Barnes à la guitare, Joe Benjamin à la basse et Bobby Donaldson à la batterie. Send for you yesterday.
The truth was getting around. All who heard found a special kind for each particular mood. Stylists added the personal touch. There was party piano music with its all-out drive and its irresistible swing. Bands, big bands in Kansas City and St. Louis were sounding the truth. Their tales were forceful, and shouting singers got the message across. Don't the moon look lonesome, shining through the trees? Don't that old moon look lonesome, shining through the trees? And don't your house get lonesome when your baby packs up to leave? Well, I sent for you yesterday, and here you come today. Yes, I sent for you yesterday, and here you come today. You came to love me, baby, and treat me that way. Today. I remember I sent for you yesterday. Here you come today. Well, you just don't move me, baby, by acting that way.
Le solo de ténor était pris par Sam The Man Taylor. Pour introduire le morceau suivant, St. James Infirmary, Delaris parle de Louis Armstrong. Almost always there was a prophet carrying the truth up and down the rivers of the world. Par-dessus tout, il y a un prophète portant la vérité partout sur les rivages du monde. Elle évoque les débuts de Louis à la Nouvelle-Orléans pour conclure « Armstrong dignifies the blues ». Armstrong magnifie le blues. St. James Infirmary.
Almost always there was the prophet carrying the truth up and down the rivers of the world. He heard it around New Orleans Tonks when he was 11. He played it with marching bands. He sounded his trumpet to the sad truth. He sang it out with melancholy and joy. He told the story the way he knew it. Above all else, the truth felt his influence. Louis Armstrong dignified the blues. St. James Infirmary, heard my baby groan. I felt so brokenhearted, 'cause he used to be my own. Well, I tried to keep from crying. My heart felt just like lead. He was all I had to live for. I wish that it was me instead. I St. James's Infirmary, all was still as night. My man was on the table, stretched out all covered in white. Though he treated me mean and low down, somehow I didn't care. My soul is sick and weary, and I hope we'll meet again up there. Saw my baby there, stretched out on a long white table, so sweet, so cold, so bare. Well, let him go, God bless him, wherever he may be. He can look this wide world over, he'll never find a woman just like me. I want you to dress me in the new look, with a velvet coat and a real gold hat. Put a 20-carat stone on my finger, so the girls will know I died standing pat.
Je pense que le trompette était Charlie Shivers.
Oui, oui, oui.
N'est-ce pas,
oui,
Claude Alain? Oui. Claude Alain, qui est dans notre studio, là.
Confirme.
Me confirme.
C'est oui, bien. Et la façon dont il accompagne dans
l'obbligato, oui, oui.
Les obbligato derrière la chanteuse, c'est formidable. Ah, oui. Et c'est surprenant parce qu'il joue même de la wah wah alors qu'on n'a jamais entendu.
Oui, c'est rare.
Jouer, ouais, de la wah wah.
Absolument.
Et le son un peu coulé comme ça, c'est bien de lui, ça. Oui, voilà, oui,
bravo,
c'est...
Dominique, de nous avoir fait découvrir ça. Franchement.
Je vous propose un dernier morceau de ce recueil où Delaris précise que les big bands ont leur propre voix pour interpréter le blues, tel celui de Duke Ellington. Things aren't what they used to be.
Big bands were rocking and romping and telling the truth their way, like Duke Ellington. So weary of being nothing, felt so dreary just doing nothing, didn't care if I got nothing, felt so low. Now my eyes on the far horizon can see a glow, announcing things ain't what they used to be. Look at that army fighting to be free. It doesn't bar me, shows me how to go with my head up. Eyes ain't looking low, don't feel fed up. That's how I come to see a victory. Believe me, things they're not what No use being a doubting Thomas. No ignoring that rosy promise. Now I know there's a happy story yet to come. It's the dawn of a day of glory. Millennium, I'm telling you, things ain't what they used to be.
Nous venons d'évoquer Duke Ellington. Eh bien, Della s'est produite auprès de Duke lors d'une émission de radio en 1962 qui a fait l'objet d'un album Dillaries with Duke Ellington and His Orchestra, dont on va écouter deux extraits. Voici tout d'abord A Foggy Day in London Town, où l'on pourra apprécier, outre la facétieuse Dillaries, un excellent solo de Paul Gonzalez au ténor. A Foggy Day in London Town.
Well, this guard session brings us all together in Studio B in New York. And if you have any tender memories, we'll probably stir them up for you today. Listen to this music sheet. Della Reese is going to be singing A Foggy Day.
I'm glad you like that song too, Martin. It works that way with me too.
With Foggy Day, you take them all in. The Gershwin fans, the Skinny Ennis fans. Remember his record?
It's a collector's item, and I'm a collector, you know.
And if you collect Ellington, the Duke is going to play Moon Indigo. When did you write that one, Duke?
On Sugar Hill.
On Sugar Hill? Well, that's very nice, but I asked you when you wrote it, not where.
Oh, yeah, Martin, I heard you the first time.
Okay, but somehow I always associate it with George Washington.
Come on now, it's not that old.
No, but it came out the same year they opened the George Washington Bridge. But let's not talk about them. Let's get the music rolling on this session. Della Reese picks up on the tape first, and just as promised, A Foggy Day. Take one.
A foggy day in London town had me low, had me down. I viewed the morning with much alarm. The British Museum had lost its charm. How long, I wondered, can this thing last? But the age of miracles, it hadn't passed. And suddenly, oh, I saw you there. And in the foggy London town, the sun was shining everywhere.
Second extrait de cette émission, Bye Bye Blackbird, un standard du jazz que Dillaries interprète avec un grand swing. Bye Bye Blackbird.
When you've got Duke Ellington on the date, you plan a session where you hold down the talk and concentrate on the music. And that's the case with us.
You mean we get to do all the work, Martin?
Yeah, and I get to do all the listening, Duke. But just one thing, you've won the honors in just about every branch of music, composing, conducting, performing. Which phase of it do you find most satisfactory?
Listening.
In other words, you write, not for the pleasure of writing, but for the pleasure of hearing it played.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that certainly makes sense. And we'll see some of that shine through on today's guard session. But right here, we've got some business to do with Della Reese.
Me, I've got business to do with Brother Henderson.
Henderson? Let's see. Skitch?
Florence, Fletcher, or Luther?
None of them. It's Ray.
Oh, of course, the songwriter. DeSilva Brown and Ray Henderson.
But it sure turned out to be a musical name. This song of his is Bye Bye Blackbird.
And it's always one to straighten up and fly right. Della, from the looks of things in the control room, we're ready for a take. So let me clear out and we'll roll them.
Pack up all my care and woe. Here I go, singing low. Bye, bye, blackbird. Where somebody waits for me. Sugar sweet, but not half as sweet as he. Bye.
Auparavant, les 22 et 24 janvier 1961, Della grave un recueil avec un big band dirigé par Mercer Ellington, le fils de Duke, dont nous écouterons ce « Have you been lonely ?»
Have you ever been lonely? Have you ever been blue? Have you ever loved someone just as I love you? Can't you see I'm sorry for each mistake I've made? Can't you see I've changed, dear? Please believe me, I've paid. Be a little forgiving. Take me back in your heart. How can I go on living now that we're apart? If you knew what I've been through, then you would know why I ask you. Have you ever been lonely?
Can't you see I'm sorry? I'm so sorry for each mistake I ever made. Can't you see I've changed, dear? Look at me, can't you see I've failed? Please be just a little forgiving. Take me back in your heart. Baby, this is just not
Voici pour terminer cette émission consacrée à Della Riz, deux belles interprétations extraites d'un recueil gravé le 22 octobre 1959 pour le label RCA. La formation de studio dirigée par Neil Hefti inclut, selon la discographie de Tom Lord, Ernie Royal à la trompette, Tyree Glenn et Herbie Green au trombone. Écoutons tout d'abord Baby, Won't You Please Come Home.
I've got the blues, I feel so lonely, I'd give the world if I could only make you understand. Lord knows it would surely be grand. I'm gonna telegraph you, baby, and ask you, won't you please come home? 'Cause when you're gone, I'm all forlorn. I worry all day long. Baby, won't you please come home? 'Cause your mama's all alone. I have tried in vain. Never no more to call your name. When you left, you broke my heart. Because I'd never thought we'd part. And every hour in the day, you can hear me say, baby, won't you please come home? Baby, baby, won't you please come home? 'Cause your mama's all alone. Tried and tried and tried in vain. Never no more, never to call your name. When you left, you know you broke my heart. I guess it's 'cause I thought we'd never part. But each and every hour of the day, you can hear me when I say, baby, won't you please come home? I want my daddy, baby. Baby, won't you please come home?
Le vibraphoniste est peut-être Tyree Glenn.
Ouais, moi, je pense que oui.
Possible. Oui, c'est possible. Oui, oui. On va demander à Daddy Loris, il va nous répondre. C'est le spécialiste. Hein, on va lui demander. Oui, Daddy, tu nous réponds.
Moi, je connais pas mal de disques où Tyree Dance joue.
Il joue bien. Oui, oui. On va réécouter alors.
Sur Someday, You'll Want Me to Want You, Della fait penser à la grande Dinah Washington et le final de sa prestation est vraiment irrésistible. Someday, You'll Want Me to Want You.
I know that someday you'll want me to want you. When I'm in love with somebody else, you expect me to be true and to go right on. Blue. I think that I know how to forget about you, and I know someday you're gonna want me to really want you. When I am strong for somebody new, and although you don't want me now, I'll get along somehow. Come on home and really want you. When I'm in love with somebody new, and although you don't.
Maybe I won't. I know how to make it any harder than I want. Maybe than I want. Maybe, baby, I want you.
Alors, Claude,
formidable.
Cette interprétation.
Formidable. C'est la plus belle,
Ah, oui. Oui.
Ah, c'est formidable.
J'ai terminé par
ça. Écoute, bravo et merci surtout d'avoir fait découvrir ça aux auditeurs de Swing FM, parce que cette fille était pratiquement inconnue en France.
En France, oui.
C'est incroyable.
Mais par contre,
on l'a peu entendu, oui, on l'a peu entendu. Même pas du tout, on va dire. Oui.
Dès 1969, Delarisse débute à la télévision dans une émission de variété et quelques temps plus tard dans plusieurs téléfilms et séries télévisées, et entame ainsi une seconde carrière de comédienne où elle connaît un grand succès auprès du public américain, tout en continuant à enregistrer et à se produire en public comme chanteuse. Elle est décédée le 19 novembre 2017 à Los Angeles, en Californie, à l'âge de 86 ans.
C'était Swing Time 2021. Alors merci Dominique, parce que vraiment on est sous le charme.
On est sous le charme. Et il faut que les gens aillent sur la toile, ils peuvent télécharger tout de même,
sûr.
Dominique.
Ils peuvent acheter les disques de Delarisse.
Voilà, chez Avid Jazz notamment, il y a un double CD. Il y a deux CD dans un boîtier, donc on la trouve. Voilà.
Tous les disques sont disponibles sur Internet, ouais. De Delarisse.
On trouve tout maintenant sur Internet. Delarisse.
Une grande. Hein.
Une grande chanteuse, oui, bien sûr.
Et c'est pour ça que Claude Alain est venu, il a entendu ça de chez lui, il a dit « Je viens dans le studio, je veux la voir ».
J'avoue que ça a été une découverte pour moi.
Mm-hmm. Merci beaucoup. On se retrouve bientôt pour d'autres découvertes.
Évidemment.
On espère.
Bye bye, on vous embrasse.
Au revoir à tous et à toutes.
On embrasse tout le monde.
Bye.